In biblical worship, we are reminded of the great foundational truths. God is the Creator. God is the Redeemer. God is the King. These are the truths that shore up our lives. These are the realities that bring clarity and structure. They provide for us a worldview, a framework from which to live. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Psalm 122, verse 3 says, "Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together." Standing inside the city, David says, "This place is strong. There are no gaps, no weak spots, no vulnerabilities. It is a place of security and stability and strength." David was reminded of the foundational strength of Jerusalem, the place of worship. And in biblical worship, we are to be reminded of the great foundational truths of God. Growing up, my pastor was Brother Richard Walters. And when I was in college, I began to try to figure out some important Christian doctrines that could sometimes be controversial. And so I went to Brother Walters and I asked him, "How am I supposed to be faithful to God's word without creating undue controversy with these matters?" And he looked at me and he grabbed his big leg, and in very sharp tones he said, "Cliff, this bone right here in my leg is the strongest bone in my body. It's what holds me up. But this bone is wrapped in flesh. If you were to see this bone exposed, it would be grotesque, but it's wrapped in flesh." And what Brother Walters was saying to me was that theology informed every area of his life, but that theology was covered in the flesh of his life. If it was just theory, just a source of argument and debate, it would be an ugly thing. But that particular theology held him and supported him. It was the greatest support of his life. And David is saying something similar. In worship, we are reminded of the great truths of life that hold us together, that bring us security, that make us stable, that are supposed to be lived out in life. Jesus said, "Anyone who builds their lives upon these words are like the wise man who built his house upon the rock." So do you want stability in the midst of the raging sea? Then come to corporate worship. Do you want strength in the midst of your weakest moments? Then come to corporate worship. Do you want the beam of light in the darkest of hours? Well, then go to corporate worship and pay attention to the sermon and sing biblical truth. And when you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries throughout India. And also remember the Khmer LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Cambodia.